Zog de Gemara, the Daf Kuf Nun Dalad Omid Beis, the third line. By the two dots. Higia l'chotzer achitzoyna. So the Mishnah said that someone is hichshich baderech, and he has a kiss on him. So you give it to a nochri. If there's no nochri, you put it on a chamor. Now, higia l'chotzer achitzoyna, when you come to the chotzer achitzoyna, and over there, there's no issa hitzah anymore, but the thing that you have that on the animal is mukza. So the Mishnah says, you noitel, you take off by hand the kelim that are nitolim b'shabbos, and the ones that are not nitol, you mati the chavolim, you untie the ropes, and they fall to the ground. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Huna, hoyse behem tatuna kli schuchis. If let's say the animal is carrying glass utensils, kli schuchis. So those, if you're going to drop them to the ground, they're going to crack. So it'll be a hefzid. So, and the Gemara is saying now that it's mukza. So, and you can't just take them, and you can't drop them either. So, Zok the Gemara, you know, the etzah is, maybe kol muksosos. You bring blankets, you bring pillows. Umeniach tachteon, you place it under it. So now you have the kol muksosos, so memela, it's not going to crack. Zok the Gemara, umatra chavolim, and then you untie the ropes, vasakin neuflin. Frek the Gemara, what's the problem with the klischuches? Vandan tnan, noiteles akelem anitolim b'shabes. Zok Rashi, the klischuches nitolinein. V'lom li matres chavolim. What if the untie ropes? Just take the klischuches in your hands and put them down. And to the Gemara, kikom Rav Huna, Rav Huna's din, that says that you take kolim exos and you put it on the klischuches and you can't take it directly in your hands, is talking about certain types of klischuches. Kikom Ravuna bekarna de umna. Karna de umna is the glass tubes that are used for akozas dam. You know, you have those tubes where when you take a blood test. So you had tubes that were used for akozas dam. So those are not roi for Shabbos for anything. They're mukta. And Zog Rashi, you know why they're mukta? Zog Rashi de umna makes dam shein ruin b'Shabbos aklum lefisha meusim. They're disgusting. Usually you can have anything and can use it, as the Gemara said earlier, you can use it as a cover for a utensil. You can use a glass that was used for bloodletting as a cover for a utensil. It's most, it's disgusting. Now, even though we know Gav Shel Reya is gufa, you allow to move because it's disgusting, that's because it's disgusting and you're moving it away. Here, it's muktzah, there's no purpose for it. It can't be used for anything because it's most. And there's no het of tzach gufa tzach mekarmi either. There's no head to be seen in this Gemara of Tzach Gufoy. So there's no Eitzah. So Meili, you can only drop it and have the pillows and blankets under it that it shouldn't crack. So Gemara, Kikom Ravuna Bekana Du'umna Deloi Chazielei. It's not going for anything. Frek the Gemara, Nukasha, Vokom Evata Leik, Vokom Evata Klimei Chonoi. When you take those pillows and covers and you collect now the glass, so right now you're being mevatel the kli mechonoi. Right now, it's unmovable because you have the glass on top, which is mukta. And the problem is mevatel kli mechonoi. Rashi here says that the domi lesoiser. Rashi earlier said the other Rashi in Kufchav Ches. Rashi on Daf Membeis over there. Rashi says that it's mishum boina. What it is, but both are the same idea. Either it's boina because it's like you built it in, you can't move it, or it's soiser because it's unmovable. It's like destroyed. It's not functional anymore. The pillows and covers become not functional. You can't move them anymore. So it's like soisa. It's like your soisa b'mkoymoy, like your b'nei b'mkoymoy. But the point is, you've been mevatel kli mechonoy. Now the Magen Avraham Reish Samach Vav says that you're allowed to be mevatel kli mechonoy b'mokom hefsit. So what's the kash over here? So he says, if you have a choice, be metaltel it, be yodayim, be nachas, and take it off indirectly versus being mevatel kli mechonoy. But ein chanami, if you have no choice, but makom hefzid, you're allowed to be mevatakli. But here you have a choice. Others learned that no, also levatakli mechona, even makom hefzid, as Ishtein Kobin Esanel, based on other Rishonim. And for the Gemara, b'shlifa zutra. We're talking about shlifa zutra. Shlifa zutra, Zog Rashi, we're talking about small pillows that you can have the utensil fall on the pillow, and then you slightly, slowly remove that small little pillow, and it falls on the pillow below it. Mm-hmm. You have a bunch of pillows. Mm-hmm. And then you slowly remove that pillow, and it falls on the pillow below it. Until it's on the ground. So you're not being mevatel the kli mechonoy. Because you can move it slowly, one by one. Atz migel ha'oretz ha'gashi. Now, we see over here that Balamor points out being mevatel kli mechonoi l'shoah, because for 10 minutes, you are being mevatel the kli. That's not called a bitel kli mechonoi. It's machlek zushoinim, but the Balamor says, we've seen this Gemara clearly, that bitel l'shoah is not called a bitel kli mechonoi. It's only for 5 minutes till I slowly pull out the cover from under it. So bitel kli mechonoi is not called a bitel. There are rishonim that argue, the Rashi and the Ran, and they said that even the shoah is osat mevatel kli mechonoi. Now, so what's over here? Why is it mutter? Als hefset, it's mutter. Als hefset, you're allowed to be mevatel kli l'shoah. Because of the hefset shaboy. So that's why it's takadon. Now, the reason why the karmic exosses are not a bosses of Dova Osa, maybe it should be a bosses. So, Dr. Balamar, it's not a bosses because, first of all, it had to be the Ben Ashmoshes. And this happened during Shabbos. Number two, if your intent is to remove it, so it doesn't become a bosses. A bosses means a base to hold, not a base to slowly slip out from under it. So Mela doesn't become a bosses either. Zog de Gemara, Meisvei, Hoy Sabehemte Tuna Tevel Vashoshiyois. The Gemara is the following Kasha. If your animal was carrying Tevel, Tevel is not Roy for anyone. It's not Roy for a coin either. It's Tevel. So if it's carrying Tevel, Ashoshes is glass. So mater is chavolim, vaasakin noiflim. You untie the ropes, and memela the bags fall on the floor. Vaafapi shemishtabrin. So that means that we're saying clearly that even if it breaks, we don't bring karmic sosos. Not like we just said in the Gemara. We just said in the Gemara when you have glass, you can take karmic sosos and not called matkli mechonoi because you slowly ripped them out from under it, you take the pillows away. Over here it says the glass, ashoshes, are mishtabrin. It's talking about Shabbos, yeah? It's mukta on Shabbos. You can't give it to a coin, you can't be mafish truma, and the glass is mukta. Mm-hmm. So why don't you put the karmic sauce under it? And for the Gemara, hosom bekulso. Kulso is talking about very large pieces of glass. And what they did with those large pieces of glass, they're not utensils that you're breaking and being mafsed. No, those large blocks of glass are meant to be broken. There's no pseda. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they make them into small shards, and that's what it's meant for. You make chalonis out of them, Rashi says. But the point is, they're meant to be broken. So memela, there's no heta to bring karmic sauces. Mm-hmm. The whole heta that you did of bringing karmic sauces because otherwise you're being mafsed. And it's not called Mavata Kli. But over here, Dr. Rashi, Loi Shoga Lovi Karmic Sosses Laniach Tachteyen. Now the reason is, because here it would be considered Mavata Kli Mechonoi. So there's no heter to be Mavata L'shoah. Because then to slowly remove it, because over here, there's no hefset involved. Now, if you hold that there is no Isra at all, like we showed him say, to Mavata Kli Lechonoi, even L'shoah, so why can't you bring the pillows? What's the Isra? Why did you have to let it break? What's the problem? Bring the karmic sauce for the kulsa. If you hold as an issa l'shoah, but only the reason why they allowed it, so then very good. That's a rajba. Over here, it's not a hefset. But she'enkin, according to the Balamar, there's no issa mevata kli l'shoah. So what's wrong with the large glass falling on a pillow? So the Balamar says that over here, we hold now, you're not allowed to be metaltal something that's not mukta, like the pillow, to save something which is mukta. But at the end of the day, this large glass is mukta. So memela this takanom about the kli because it's only for a short amount of time. So memela it's only also because enkli nitel letzach dover nitel.
Zok the Gemara de konami de katoni do me the tevel. The Mishnah, the Braise, after all, compares the two things, one to another. Tevel and Ashoshios. Ma tevel telechozile. Just like tevel is not roi for anyone, it's mukta. Even kahanim can have it. Avochanami loy chozile. So it's not chozile. So it's not roi for anything.
So that's the Raya the Gemara is bringing, that we're talking about glass that is kulsa, those large pieces and blocks that are mukta be'etzim.
So the Gemara, umay afapisha mishtabrin. What is the chiddush we're saying, even though it breaks? We just said there's no pseida when it breaks, because those large glass blocks, Rashi says, you want them broken, because that's what they're used for window panels, whatever they're used for. So what does it mean, afish mishabin? Who cares that they break? There's no pseida. Zogmo ma'aritayim lehefset mu'ad namichoshu. At the end of the day, there's going to be little chips that you're going to lose out on. That's a hefset mu'ad, so maybe you should be concerned about the hefset mu'ad and allowed to bring karmic sauces.
we're not choishes lehefsed muut, and mele you're not allowed to be in korim exosos because bitter klila shah is taka a problem, or because enkli nitel letzach dava nitel like the Balamar says. But the point is, you cannot bring korim exosos, and we're not choishes for hefsed muut.
What do I mean?
You're not allowed to take something, even though this is not mukta. This pillow is not mukta. I'm taking the pillow in order to save something which is mukta. You can't clean nittle elitzer dovan nittle. Is the word that you can't take something in and put it under a mukta item that's going to fall on it because mevata kli mechonoi, that was more earlier, one side, or because ain't clean nittle elitzer dovan nittle. You can't take something unless it's just like you can't move mukta, you can't move something which is used for something that's mukta. It's a step further from mukta. Just you can't move mukta, you can't even move something for mukta. Now, this is very relevant. Let's say you have a drip drop taking place in your home. Are you allowed to take a pan and put it under it? You're being mavata kli mechonev. Let's say there's no usage at all for the dirty water that's dripping in from your roof. Putrid water. So you're mavata kli mechonev. Well, ain't kli nitl, but the point is you're mavata it. So Rabbi Yashav has a big head and he says, water can always be used for anything. You know what it can be used for? Even putrid water that's not drinkable. If let's say your toilet stops flushing, you know, it stops working, the mechanism, you need water to fill up the what's it called? The tank. You need to fill up the tank. Any water will do the job. So in Mela, it's not mevatakli mechonim because the water is goy on Shabbos also.
It could be used.
So Mela samukta. That's what Yashav's Kiddush. Zog the Gemara weiter. So the Kiddush is, you're not choish lehefsin muet. Tanya Reb Shimon Yoichi Oymel. Hoise behemto etuna shlif shel tvua. If let's say the behemoth is carrying a shlif, a sack of tvua, which is also mukta, it's tevel zagrashi, so it's mukta, like we said, so you can't move it directly. You put your head under it, you know, you use your head to move it, to maneuver it, and then it slowly slides off the other side, and it falls on its own. So now, even though you're not allowed to move mukta b'miktsas, we said we had in the Gemara before, by a mace, even to lift one aver is asur. You don't have to move the whole mukta. You're moving miktsas. But the reason why it's mutta is because you're doing it shalaka darko. This is taka in a not regular manner. You're using your head to move it. Zog the Gemara, the following maisa. Chamoy roi sherem gamliel hoisatun edvash. The chamor, the donkey of Gamliel, had honey on it. And veloy rotz lefal, when he didn't want to unload the donkey until Motze Shabbos. Le Motze Shabbos meisa. The donkey are gestorben because of the heavy load that he on him. He got a heart attack and he died. So why do you want to move it? What's wrong with dvash? Dvash is not mukta. Why didn't he want to move it? And for the Gemara, shehidvish. We're talking about that the dvash was spoiled. It was hichmitz. So maybe it was mukta. There was no use for it. If it was hidvish, the dvash, why in the world was he carrying such a load? What was he doing? Hidvish lamai chozi. What did he have? Spoiled dvash on his poor laden on the donkey. And to the Gemara, chazi lechatita de gamlo. If a donkey has a heavy load on him, so then his skin gets sore. So the way to soothe the skin is by putting even spoiled honey. Spoiled honey, even ichmitz, do the job, it's a refuah. Now this refuah is also on Shabbos. Refuah is also on Shabbos, for sure, for behemoth also on Shabbos. So Emele was mukta, so Emele didn't want to unload it. Frag the Gemara, why didn't he just untie the ropes and let the dvash fall on the floor like we had in the Mishnah? And to the Gemara, mitzteru zika. We're talking about, Rashi says, nifkoin hanoidah. These are barrels of honey. They're going to crack if you let it drop. So they're going to crack. These containers are going to crack if you're just going to let them drop. So you don't want to do that. Frag the Gemara, we have said, what's wrong with the eights of putting pillows and covers under it in order to collect it? And for the Gemara, metanfi, if the honey is going to spill over, it's going to get the pillows and covers dirty. It'll get soiled. And if it gets soiled, it's not usable on Shabbos at least till you clean it. V'komavata kli mechonoi. He won't be mevata kli mechonoi. And that's why he didn't have an eitzah. They're not going to be by yom, mevata kli mechonoi. Frag the Gemara, vo ikat tsar balachayim, and now we hold tsar balachayim is the raisa, so why didn't he do it? He could have just done what he had to done, and be mevatak li mechonim on the cheshbon of tsar balachayim.
After all, Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa right now, and Mavatzkli Mechona is the Rabbonon. The Raisa should be Dorech the Rabbonon. And for the Gemara, Kosova Tzar Bal Chaim the Rabbonon. He holds Tzar Bal Chaim is the Rabbonon. So one the Rabbonon doesn't override the other Rabbonon. So because of Tzar Bal Chaim, he would not be Matir to Mavatel Kli Mechonoi. And that's where he let it sit. And Gamil let it sit on the Chamor. You can't be Dorech the Issa the Rabbonon in order to prevent another Issa the Rabbonon. Now the Gemara is having that Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa. So we said you should be able to take it off and not worry about Mevatel Kli Bechonoi and put a Karmic Sos under it. Zok the Ran, at this point, there's no tzad that because Tzar Bal Chaim, you're mechuyev to take it and just throw it on the floor and be mafsid it. Mechates be Mevatel Kli Bechonoi. So he says because Tzar Bal Chaim doesn't mean at the expense of what it's mishtamish for the Odom. Tzar Bal Chaim is only Tzar Bal Chaim when it's not the Tzarech Odom. But if right now, I'm going to have a monetary loss, so I'm not mechuyev to break it and just drop it, even if Tzar Bal Chaim, no. I can be mevatel kli mechonoi. Maybe say you're not allowed to use the rechayim with a chamor because it's Tzar Bal Chaim. Avada, whatever is meant for the shtamshes adam, that's not called Tzar Bal Chaim. So we talk aloud the bittel kli, but we don't say you have to just drop it because Tzar Bal Chaim and cause it to break. Then you're not mechuyev to all Tzar Bal Chaim. Zog di gemoga. So we hold now Tzar Bal Chaim is the Rabbonon. Zog the mother following story. Abaye saw that Rabbi was taking his little child and he gave him, not a pony ride, he gave him a ride on the animal, on the chamor, like a slide. But not on this regular place where the person sits and the neck. He wasn't sliding like that. He was sliding from the side. Mm-hmm. The Rach says, the bottom line of the Rach, Zog the Ben Chananel, not on the spine, like where you sit. He gave him a good time. He let him slide on the side of the donkey. And he held on to him, and that's what he did. So Abaye asked Rabbi, Omalei, komishtamish ma bal chaim. A bal chaim is muktzon Shabbos. How do you give your son this ride on the side of the back of the side of the donkey? Omalei, tzodinain. Tzodin is not muktzon. Yes, I'm being mishtamish b'chamor, bal chaim is also, but being mishtamish b'tzodin is mutter. Zok the gemara, v'tzodin lo gozer b'rabbonon. But tzodin, there's no gzera. I'm not being mamak of him on the behema, I'm on the side of the behema. The side of the behema, there's no problem. Now, the reason why a person cannot ride an animal on Shabbos, because Shema Yachtach Kliz Moira. You might come to ride and then pull off a branch. But a Mishtamish Balachai is the Muktzah Shaboy. But Bitzdodin were in Goyza. Zogma, we're not Tamer. How do we know they were not Goyza Bitzdodim? The Tnan, Shteta Mishnah, Matil, Chavolim, Vasakin Neuflin. Now we take the Chavolim, the Mishnah says, you untie the ropes, and the Sakin, the sacks fall off the animal. My love, Bechave Gavalki. Chava Gavalki means as follows. Rashi explains that a donkey has two sacks on each side. You know, donkeys, they have like two sacks. What connects the two sacks on each side? You have a rope that you tie together. So now, in order to unload it, you have to untie the rope. Mm-hmm. How do you get to untying the rope? You have to get in there, and you have to push yourself on the side of the donkey to get there to untie the rope. You're being mishtamish on the side of the donkey. You're touching the side of the donkey. And you're moving the side of the donkey, must be tzodin, it's not a problem. That's what Rashi learns. Tosis learns a little different. Tosis on the bottom learns, chavagulki, we talk about you have to lift the sacks in order to give it a little room in order to untie it. When you lift it, so the sacks are being mishtamish on the tzodin, not the person. Mm-hmm. And the point is, you're being mishtamish with tzodin. And that's why it should be a problem. But we see from here that tzodin and mutter, we're not going about tzodin. Zog the Gemara. So menot tema, we know that what? That you untie the sacks. Zog die Gemorge. The Tanan, Mati Chavolim Basakin Oiflin, Maila Bechove Gvalki, Davalet Stodin, Vet Stodin Lagoza Berabonon, Enter the Gemorge Loi, Bechaver Aglavki. Chaver Aglavki is not that it's tied with a rope that you have to get in there and get yourself mamish touching the side of the animal. No. It's a regular ring that all you have to do is untie the pin. Or you untie the pin, but you don't have to get in there. You're not touching dafka the tzodim, and that's how the sacks fall. Do I have it tzodim? Inami belichto belichta is a clasp. It's also similar. The point is that you don't have to get in there in order to untie it or lift it in order to untie it. No, you just pull out the peg and untie the ring, or open up like you have a bobby pin, or you have a safety pin or a ring or a clasp. So mainly you don't have to be touched at studin. That's called chavra gvalki. To lay have it studin. Inami belichta, which is like we said, a clasp. So mainly you don't have to be mishtamish b'tzodim. You don't have to actually move the tzodim. Zogt gemar vayte esvei. So Abaye asked vayte kashan rabba. Rabba said that he gave his child this pony rod in the side of the chamor because tzodim is mutter. And Abaye wanted to say that there's no raya. Rabba wanted to bring a raya that tzodim is mutter from the Mishnah, that you mishtamish b'tzodim and it's mutter, which is gvalki, b'chove gvalki. So you ultimately have to move the tzodim. Abaye said, no, we're talking about b'chove agavalki or belichta, so you're not moving the tzodim. In fact, Abaye Vaita, we see clearly that tzodim is osa. State Esvei, state in Mishnah in Sukkah, that shtayim bidei odom, if let's say you had two of the tfanos of the Sukkah were man-made, regular kosher tfanos, v'achas, and one of them was be'ilon, that means you use the tree as a doif and shlishi, you need three tfanis in a sukkah, the third wool is made out of the tree itself, so it's ksheir, it's a kosher sukkah. However, ein oinun lo b'yontif, you cannot enter, oinun lo shav entering, you can't enter the sukkah on yontif. The loshon oinun is because amol they put food on top of the schach. At the end of the day, that's they have to store the food. They couldn't put stam food and store it in the sukkah. That's not quite sukkah. They can't store it outside. Animals will reach it, so they put it on top of the schach. So they used to go in the sukkah and also on top of the schach to get the food that was stored over there. So ein oinun lo, you can't enter this sukkah, even though the sukkah is kosher, because ultimately you're going to have to be mishtamish b'tzdodei or ilon, the Gemara is going to say, to get up onto the schach, onto the roof. Zog the Gemara, my love, what are we talking about? Why is it considered a mishtamish b'tzodim? The chokba b'ilon. That means you carved out in the ilon, you carved holes, and in there you put a panel. So now you're being mishtamish, in order to get on the schach, you're mishtamish b'doifin, which is considered tzodim, the havelet tzodim. So we see clearly that tzodim is also. So Zog the Gemara, so we see that what? Ut tzodim asurin. So Abaye effect on Rabba Hayyum, mishtamish with the side of the behema. We see clearly tzodim is also. Zog the Gemara, and with Rabba, no, loy. We're not talking about that you carved out the tree and memela it's studin and it's a right that studin is also ain't oil beyontiv. No. The kafye le'ilon. We're talking about that you took the branches of the tree itself and you bended them. And you took two trees, you bended the branches together and you lowered the branches and you created a wall. So now, once you created this wall by being kosher the ilon, va'anach sich chalvei, and now you place the schach on top of those bent branches. So now, if you're going to go on the roof and to get to utilize this, whatever you're storing on top of the schach, the komeshamish be'ilon. It's not pshat yimishtamish b'tzodim. You're being mishtamish be'ilon atzmoi. You're walking on the roof now on the schach. You're being mishtamish be'ilon. You're moving the ilon. That's called mishtamish be'ilon. Not because tzodim also. Not because you're mishtamish in the panel, which is tzodim ilon. You're mishtamish in the ilon itself. And the ilon itself is avada also. Tzodim is mutter, but the ilon itself is taka also. So Tosafot over here brings, in Sukkah, you take bring two echetimses. Zok Tosis the Stein b'di Odom Achas b'Ilon b'Sukkah Peg Beis Nan. Hoy Sukkah se b'Roish Ilon Yesh Lefash b'Shnei Inyonim. Hoy Sukkah se b'Roish Ilon Kigoin Shaschach Shel Sukkah Al Gabi Al Ilon. The Schach is on top of the tree. Vo Ilon Soimich Oisa, and Ilon is holding up the Schach. She'en Yochel Lalas Al Oisa Schach. You can't go on top of the Schach. Elim Ken Yishtamish b'Ilon. Shegilin Hoy Los Alein. They used to put the utensils and the dishes on top of the schach. So you had to be mishtamish b'ilon. Either b'tzodei ilon or b'ilon atzmoi. Inami yishtafarish, she'atikro smucha b'ilon, she'bono b'goiva, you built it on top of it, v'tachteo ala ilon. So right now, it's the floor of the sukkah is on top of the ilon. The hashtakol shoshu mahalach b'sukkah, mishtamish b'ilon. Whenever you're walking, you're being mishtamish b'ilon. That's the other echetimtza of achas b'ilon. But the point is, Rabbi is being match. We're not talking about tzodim over here. We're talking about the kafi le'ilon. And that's why ain't oil lobiyontif, because he mishtamish be'ilon atzmoi. Frag the more weiter, frag the baye weiter on Rabbi. I hochi, eimot sefer, it says over there in the sefer, the Mishnah, sholosh bidei odom. If you have three walls, the bidei odom, the achas be'ilon, and only one of the walls is the ilon, then ksheira, Obviously, it's kosher. You have four walls all together. And over here, you're allowed to enter on Yontif, the sukkah. Now, Frank the Gemara, if we're talking about that you bend the actual branches, so am I suddenly allowed to enter when it's three walls b'dei Adam? After all, you're being mishtamash b'ilon. No. The Elamai, what are you going to tell me? That what? That stodin asun, you want to bring a ride that stodin is osa? So I bedoy, soif, soif, amai oin lo biyontif. You're going to tell me the ratio is osa because stodin is osa. So why in the safer by three tfanis bidiodom, ba'achas bi'ilon, is it mutal likonis, is oin lo biyontif? If stodin is osa, come to you. Why oin lo biyontif? Elo, must be. The reason is because hosom bigavozo pasichno. We're talking about that the safe is talking about a different case. The ratio is ain oil biyontif because it mishtamish b'ilon atzmoi, and that's why it's also. And the safer, the reason why it's oilin is because begavoso pasichno, meaning we're talking about a tree with many, many branches. So memela the ilon gufe doifin ba'almu de shavya. Over here, the ilon is doifin ba'almo. It's bechlal not being mishtamish b'ilon. The ilon is a wall itself. You're not being mishtamish b'ilon. So it's a wall. If it's a wall, so Mela, it's not Bichlau, it's not a Elon. So Mela, you're allowed to be Mishtamish. And that's the Pshat. So the safe and the Reish is talking about two different cases. The safe is talking about you're not Mishtamish Elon at all, and that's what Oilin. And the Reish is talking about that it's two Tefanos, be the Odom, and the third one, you're being Mishtamish, because you need that third one, so you're being Mishtamish be Elon. So Mela, it's Ein Oilin B'yontif. Because he'd be mishtamish b'ilon atzmoi, but l'kaponim zok the rabbi, there's no raya from here that stodin or asurin. The reisha it's awesome because mishtamish b'ilon atzmoi. The sefer is mutter because you're not being mishtamish b'ilon atzmoi because the ilon stam is a doifen which doesn't interfere at all. You don't have to be mishtamish b'ilon at all. Zok the gemara dei konami. So rabbi brings a raya that this is the mashmois that we're talking about a whole different case in the sefer dei konami de katoni. It says zeh klal. If the Elon is removed and it's still the sukkah can remain standing, so in labiyantiv. So we see clearly the safe is talking about that the schach is not resting and leaning on the Elon. So mele the Elon is not bichlan necessary for the stamshes. The Elon is a mere doifim ba'almo. So that's why you're allowed to be on labiyantiv. No, that the safer is talking about you're not being soimich at all on the schach. The schach is not being soimich at all on the Elon, and that's why it's takamuta. But the Elon, there's no raya if that's stodin or osa. Zog di gemara, lema ketanoi. This din, if stodim or osa or muta, if you're allowed to be mishtamish with stodin or behemo, is a machlokes tanoim. Favos, steht in the braise, ein oilin lo biyontif. You're not allowed to be oil on this sukkah that's soimich on the Elon. If you mishtamish with stodim. You got mishum meloza oime, mishum meya, oilin lo biyontif. Clearly, stodin is muta. Zog ma maila bokamifri. The machlokes over here is if you're allowed to be mishtamish with stodim or not. The maas sovat stodin asurin, the maas sovat stodin, it's muta. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. It's not a machlokes tanoim. Omra baya loy, lo'oilom. It's not a machlokes in stodin. The kuli alma, stodin asurin, abaya is going to answer that lo'oilom, like my sheet, it's stodin also. V'hocha, the machlokes is, b'tzidet stodin kumiflegi. It's a step further removed. Meaning, if you have, let's say, a tree, and you have a peg on that tree, so the mishtamash b'ilon is the side of the ilon, the stodim. Or a peg on the tree is called stodin. But if you have now a hammock, which is a string attached to the peg, that's already called stodit stodin. That's further removed from stodin. And that's takamuta in Hilchos Shabbat, stodit stodin. And that's the machloikas over here. But stidet stodin komiflegi. Ma'a sovar, tzidet stodin asurin. And that's why it's also even by tzidet stodin. Uma'asovat tzidet stodin mutorin. And that's why it's on labiyontif. We're talking about erech timtzu with tzidet stodin. Zog Rashi, what's the echetim of tzidet stodim? Zog Rashi, the last line, shakonim elo tzidet stodim means shakonim anesunim benekovim. You have the panels inside the hallowed parts, the hallowed part of the tree. Those are tzodin. Those panels are tzodin. V'asichu hanosin al gabon. And now being mishtamish on the schach is called tzidet stodin. And the machlokes is in tzidet stodim. So Rashi is learning clearly that it's tzidet stodin because the tree itself might be considered also to be mishtamish. The side of the tree itself is not like a behema. A behema, we said the side is called tzodim. A tree is considered the tree itself. That's the front and the back and the side. It's all one thing. Just the peg that's coming out of the tree, that's called tzodim. So the konim is called the tzodim. But the sichuch, that's a step further removed. The sichuch is the tzidet tzodim. The sichuch is like the hammock, the string that's attached to the peg. So that's a machlokes in tzidet tzodim. There's another gears over here. As far as Macherim, the Mashal brings that the geza, the bark itself, the tree itself, it's the stodim. And the konim, those are called tzidei stodim. And that would make it that the nafkamina would be that the tree itself is called stodim. Lemaisa, la halacha, we hold that the tree itself is not called stodim. The tree is called it's the tree itself. The tzodim is something that's attached to the tree. And tzidet tzodim would be something attached to something else that's attached to it. As I was like the Mishabur Behedin, Shin Lamadvov, that an eitz itself, the tzidet or eitz, is not called tzodim. That's called gufa ilan itself.
Zog the Gemara, Rava Omar, no, there's no difference between tzodim and tzidet tzodim. Man the osab it tzodim, if tzodim is os the mishtamish, os the nam bitzidet tzodim. There's no difference. Umad is shori b'tzidet tzodim. Tzidet tzodim is mutter. Then shori nami b'tzodim. So there wouldn't be a. So akoch the machloek is in tzodim. The machloek is tana kamer mei is in tzodim. The machloek is not in tzidet tzodim. So Rav is being matcha like Abai is saying the machloek is in tzidet tzodim. That the oil machloek is in tzodim because if you hold tzidet tzodim is mutter, tzodim is also mutter. And if you hold tzodim is also tzidet tzodim is also also. The machloek is in tzodim itself. And that Gemara is going to ask. On this din that he says the no difference between tzodim and tzidet tzodim, and we'll stop over at the bottom of the omid. We'll see that tomorrow.